opportunistic for Ohio State. They've finally taken advantage of the calls they were getting, and now here, Montez right up the middle, makes a heck of a play and fouls up.
Scarfone behind his own net will bank it around the corner wall. Anthony Kerr now with it. He'll lob it out through center, and Abel hustles back for Ohio State, then sends it back to neutral, and Owen Lindmark in pursuit. And now Ben Dexheimer. Mike Hastings not afraid to empty the net with a lot of time left on the clock. Down two, he might be pulling Tommy Scarfone in the very near future. Lindmark makes a move to the Ohio State line and gains the offensive zone. Sweeps it to the corner in Botterill. Game's not over. Badgers need one pretty soon, though. Here's Botterill behind the net. Pietola. Stick handling right goal line. Back to the net. Turns and fires. Oh, it hit the side of the post. Near side, and Turnus located it in the paint and covered quickly. He almost stuck that thing in.
The Badgers are just going to have to fire pucks like that. There was a lot of traffic between Pietola and the goaltender. Spun around. Put it on net. Again, even there was so much traffic, I couldn't even see where it hit. You heard the post.
Heard the ping.
It dinked down and landed right in front of the goaltender with the Badger, the first guy there, but Turnus covered it up.
Scarfone remains in goal for the time being. Mellenbacher with Pietola, Laskowski. Knox and Phelan face off to Turnus's left. Mellenbacher lost the draw to Thompson. And it's lobbed ahead over everybody's head, and they're going to call icing on Ohio State as Phelan was in position to get their first, I suppose. 6:23 to go here in the third. Buckeyes, two goals here in the third within about a three-minute span and a 3-1 lead.
Badgers expect lots of offensive zone time here. Ohio State will be content to just throw the puck down the ice every time. And
yeah,
with a two-goal lead, not too worried too much.
Fitzgerald to take the faceoff, won the draw. Dexheimer, left wing, walking low left, shoots one, and gloved by Turnus. He hangs on. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian and Paul here at Nationwide Arena in Columbus. It was 1-1 after 2. It's now 3-1 Ohio State with 6:19 left in the third. Badgers win the offensive zone faceoff. Kukkonen ran into his teammate Fitzgerald but chopped it deep. Tyson Dick behind the net hits the brakes but defended by Carfagna. Centering attempt off the stick of Turnus. Badgers after it now. Kerr, right side, swings at left point. Dexheimer's shot blocked. Caroms to the near boards. Buckeyes quickly after it. They'll tap it ahead. Thompson can't reach it. Tyson Dick had it. Now a whistle and offside, they'll say, against the Badgers with 5:55 to go in the third period of play.
You see a guy like fifth-year Anthony Kerr, defenseman up by the faceoff dot with the Badgers working behind the net, looking for that opportunity, forcing up first one back, trying to get it back up the ice again. See how much he cares.
Morrissey out there with Mosley and Finley again. Morrissey credited with an assist on Finley's goal, giving him 32 points this year. And then Jake Dunlap tripped over a Badger, goes down, and a penalty called on Wisconsin. And for the fourth time in this period, the Badgers will be shorthanded.
Yeah, just up the left wing, a loose one-handed stick with Gavin Morrissey from behind the play. Funny, same thing that happens. Not really a lazy play, but it's a play. It's not going to do anything. It's going to slow him down a little bit. Unfortunately, the Buckeye went down and makes it a little tougher here.
Yep. Morrissey for tripping at 14-11. Badgers win the faceoff, and Wisconsin will send it all the way down. Morrissey gets a ton of time on the penalty kill, and so he's in the box. Horbach unavailable tonight. We've got Mosley and Lindmark out there. Lindmark with a steal in the offensive zone. Mosley pulls away from pressure. The puck slides off his stick. Now he's engaged with Burnside, who's been a pest here tonight. And the puck sent back into the Ohio State zone. They go to get it. And fresh penalty killers for Wisconsin, Laskowski and Fitzgerald. Badgers down two and shorthanded with 5:15 left in regulation. Puck is deep in the Wisconsin zone. Kerr got a stick on it. Liskoski as well. Tried to clear. It goes midair. Brought down by the taller Thompson. He tried to center. Excellent defensive play by Liskoski with his stick parallel to the ice. Skates out of his own zone. Flip pass right wing. Weston Knox tried to walk Burnside. Unable to do so. Nice play, though, by Liskoski on both ends of the ice.
Yeah, no kidding. Just put his stick on the ice.
Yeah.
Blocked the cross-ice pass. The Buckeye open on the far side and turned it into an offensive chance here shorthanded.
You think about what could have been for Wisconsin had Liskoski been healthy for the second half of the season, missed 10 of 11 games with an injury. What would it be like for Wisconsin had Daniel Lotch not had season-ending surgery after the frozen confines game at Wrigley Field? You lose arguably your best defensive defenseman, although Anthony Kerr might beat me up if I said that. I'm just kidding. But your longest defensive defenseman, and then you have a playmaker and a wily vet in Liskoski who's going to be short of 100 points for his career. Badgers doing a nice job on this penalty kill, though. Ohio State content just to basically waste the clock. And the Badgers, with 5 seconds left to kill on the Morrissey penalty, have gotten the job done. So Wisconsin 1-for-6, 5-for-6 on the penalty kill. Now the Badgers with the puck. Finley stick handling and lost it to Wise, but the Badgers get it back. Pass intended for Morrissey. Hits a stanchion, bounces awkwardly, but Morrissey able to pick it up and send it behind the cage. Badgers down 3-1, 3.5 minutes left in regulation. Scarfoni remains in between the pipes for the Badgers. Hensler now will dump it in. And Turnus on his knees sliding, grabbed it, and then left it off for his defenseman as the Buckeyes just want to keep on playing, although they just iced the puck with 3:18 to go here in the third. Badger Hockey brought to you all season long by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Our thanks to all of our sponsors this season, Alliant Energy, Everlight Solar, American Family Insurance, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Cunis, Quick Trip, UW Health, Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Menards, Rail Transport, Culver's, Cleary Building Corp. Thanks all season long for sponsoring Wisconsin Badger Hockey on the Badgers Sports Network. Face off to the left of Turnus. The Badgers have pulled Scarfoni for an extra attacker. A fluttering shot out high. Turnus fought it off, and then a rebound there for Tassie, and it hit Turnus in the right shoulder, and then he pinned his glove hand to the biscuit and got the whistle.
Exactly what Wisconsin wanted there. Get the faceoff win back to the point. Lots of players around the net. It was kind of a fluttering puck that made it actually really difficult and dropped the puck down for Turnus. Again, he just kind of stood his ground, kneeled where he was, and it came back to him.
Kukkonen, Lindmark, Botterill, Tassie, Hensler, and Dexheimer. Badgers need two to tie. Extra attacker out there for Wisconsin. Ohio State can't clear. Held in by Hensler. Right point, Dexheimer banks it off the end boards. Putting it in front was Wisconsin's Tassie, kept out by Turnus. Puck slides to the near corner, and Botterill retrieves. Wanted to pass to the center point, unable to do so. Good hold by Dexheimer. In tight. Here's Botterill. Tries to beat Turnus. Couldn't get it up high enough, and Turnus just grabbed it out of midair and hung on. I don't know how Botterill got behind everybody, but there he was, the freshman against the senior goaltender.
Yeah, he recovered the puck in the corner, got it back to the point eventually. Another actually, Dexheimer check. Made a great play.
And another poke check by Turnus.
Yep.
Active stick for the goaltender.
And the Badgers, again, a lot of these plays, their turnovers have resulted in chances, but almost too close to Turnus. We saw Tyson Dick a few times. The last one here with Botterill, and then earlier with a forehand backhand, I think it was Kukkonen that got poke checked.
Morrissey wins the faceoff. Finley, tough shot. He scores again outside left. Finley fires one home from 60 feet. And the Badgers within one and 2:42 to go in the third. I think Ryland Mosley's going to get credit for it. It may have gone off his stick.
Yeah, he was high, about dot level.
Mike Hastings tried to draw his troops together so he can give some instructions, but Mosley got a piece of it.
I stopped talking there for a second. It seemed like, I don't know what was going on the ice there for a second. Everyone's kind of just standing around. no refs anywhere near. But yeah, there was a deflect over by the hash marks, kind of even with the hash marks and the dot on line from the side of the net. Badgers in it.
Badgers down 3-2 as Mosley gets his 18th goal of the season. Wisconsin battling. Stick of Laskowski knocked free. He has to track it down at center, and we've got a whistle and a hand pass called against the Badgers, they say. So an extra attacker goal for Wisconsin. It'll be Mosley from Findlay, and maybe a secondary assist will be added. For Ryland Mosley, his 18th goal of the year. You know, only 11 other players have scored more goals in their first year with Wisconsin than Ryland Mosley. They were all freshmen. Mosley a fifth-year senior or a grad student, but Mosley in his first and only year with the Badgers, 18 goals and 37 points.
Findlay hits 40 for the season.
Yes, he does. Scarfoni out of his net. And a whistling shot by Findlay on goal. Turnis stops and hangs on. And that gives Wisconsin an offensive zone faceoff. 2:24 to go in the third. Wisconsin down 3-2. Again, the Badgers use their timeout in the second period because of a long shift. So no timeout available to Mike Hastings.
Every faceoff is super important here.
Yes.
Badgers have done a good job in this stretch.
Here's Dexheimer, left wing. Morrissey steps in towards the dot, out to Dexheimer, looking for a lane to shoot. Findlay now working the right wing. He's got it. Findlay now moves to the center point. Left hash marks, Morrissey. Backpedaling and looking back to Findlay. 2:05 to go in the game. Extra attacker for the Badgers. They need one to tie. Laskowski, low right, no place to shoot. Peels back to the wall, the Badgers being overly patient. Now here's Dexheimer to Morrissey. Pressured a bit by Burnside, but he backs off. Morrissey, stick handling, toe pull, shot blocked in front, loose, and a chip shot by Tyson Dick goes wide. Now Mosley tried to get it off to Dick. Went off his stick. Tyson tries to retrieve. Point pass to Morrissey. Walks down the right wing boards. Findlay's pass off of Buckeye and out to center ice. Ohio State needs a change. They can't get off the ice. Badgers have it. Dump it in. They'll change two of their five skaters. In on the attack, Findlay goes to his knees. Puck picked up by Laskowski. Went off a body and through the paint. Buckeyes tried to clear, cannot. Mosley kept it alive. It split the wickets of Guzzo. Wisconsin still the puck in the offensive zone. 1:15 to go in regulation. Badgers down 3-2, trying to keep their season alive. But now the Buckeyes chop it up off someone, I think a Badger, and into the Buckeyes bench. And so the faceoff will come outside the Ohio State zone, just across the line. A neutralized faceoff to come with 1:07 to go. Findlay dog tired. So is Mosley and Morrissey and the six skaters that were on the ice. Morrissey's going to stay, though, it looks like, Paul.
And he's had success on the faceoffs here, and the Badgers did change some of their players.
Yep.
Your guys hunched over on their knees.
And the goal's still open. Scarfoni on the bench. Botterill will play safety for the Badgers on this neutral zone faceoff. 1:07 to go. Wisconsin down one. Buckeyes pushed it back to center after winning the draw. Wisconsin can't get it deep. It's lobbed out to the red line. Henser flings it down and skates across. Pokes it to the corner and tries to retrieve. Under a minute to go in the period. Badgers down 3-2. Tassie in a battle in the corner. Trying to win it from McBrayer. Scooped it around. Found its way to Morrissey. Long range shot blocked down. It's loose. Hustling after it. Morrissey, he dives and gets to the puck before Dunlap can. And now the Badgers send it back to the Ohio State zone. They say icing, though, on Wisconsin. Even though a couple of the Badgers skaters saying there was contact near neutral, but apparently not.
And Gavin Morrissey has had this long shift, and he had enough gas left to recover back and break up what would have or could have been the stealing goal. And the whistle here, Badgers will take this. Obviously they can't get a line change on here, but they are giving their top line a rest here, and if they can get a chance to get them back out on the ice with a whistle or a rush up the ice, I'm sure they'll be ready to do it.
How about the freshman Morrissey staying out there? He's going to have to because of the icing, but he wins the faceoff from Guzzo. Hard rim around. Kukkonen has it on his stick. 30 seconds to play in regulation. Badgers down 3-2. Botterill into the offensive zone. After the puck, but the Buckeyes hard rim around and all the way back through neutral down to the Wisconsin end. Icing's been waved off. Why was icing waved off? Why was icing waved off? Badgers after the puck, 15 seconds left in their own zone still. Long angled pass trying to spring Finley, intercepted by Thompson. Morrissey now finding himself playing goal. 6 seconds to go. Morrissey's got it. Lead feed Mosley, chip to the corner. 2 seconds to go, and that's it. A season full of heartbreaking losses ends with another in Columbus.
And Badgers are pretty pissed. There's no way that should have not been icing. Puck was down the boards around from the back. No Badgers anywhere near it. They waved that off before the puck got to the goal line.
And Mike Hastings, without a timeout, can't challenge. And despite all the pleading going on by Wisconsin captain Owen Lindmark and junior Christian Fitzgerald, the referees and the linesmen explaining what they saw, and this game is over, and Wisconsin's season is over. Buckeyes advance to the Big Ten tournament semifinals. The Badgers' season ends with a record of 13 wins, 21 losses, and 3 ties. Ohio State 3, Wisconsin 2, the final score. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Final score here in Columbus, Ohio State 3, Wisconsin 2. Mike Hastings pleading his case as he's standing and talking with linesman Tommy George. Referee Nicholas Bett right there too. Mike upset by an icing call that was not called. They let it go. It was a hard rim around from the far corner to our right, down around the near corner and the boards all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. And it looked like icing to Paul and I think everybody that may be watching or sitting in the rink. And Paul, you're presuming that maybe the linesman didn't communicate well on that play.
Well, at least from way up here, and when the Badger players, including Lindmark and others, were talking to the linesman, he pointed across the other way, and you know they worked together as a team on those. And
right,
the far side linesman again, because the way it was wrapped around the back of the net and out of the zone, may have just missed that. It should have been an icing. And a frustrating way to end it. A frustrating season. It would have been about 14 seconds left with the offensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin. But not to be.
Badgers finish with 31 shots on goal. Ohio State with 28. Tommy Scarfone gave Wisconsin a chance to win tonight. The two goals that the Buckeyes scored to snap a 1-1 tie in the third period. A power play goal from Davis Burnside that followed a blocked shot. And then Max Montez, after a turnover at the Ohio State line, his speed made the difference there. And he followed up his own shot after Scarfone stopped the initial bid with a rebound goal, which proves to be the game winner. Max Montez this season has 5 goals against Wisconsin, 2 game-tying goals, and 3 game-winning goals. The Buckeyes this season go 6-1 against Wisconsin and end the Badgers' season. 3-2 the final. We've got our post-game show up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. While players need peace of mind to succeed in their sport, seniors and their families find peace of mind at Oak Park Place through the right balance of care and independence. Hi, this is Pat Ricker for Oak Park Place. Choose a senior living community with neighbors that become like family. Enjoy the comforts of your apartment with an abundance of events just outside your door. Visit oakparkplace.com to learn more. Oak Park Place is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Something big is happening at Hy-Vee. We've just lowered thousands and thousands of prices on thousands and thousands of items in every aisle and in every department. Online, too. And on many of your favorite products, we've even matched prices with some of the biggest discount stores in the country. Because we get it. Times are still tough. So we'll continue to work hard to bring you new, lower prices on thousands of items. Things are looking different at Hy-Vee. Come see for yourself.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, a disappointing season comes to a disappointing end. An 11th one-goal loss of the year for the Wisconsin Badgers, who fall to Ohio State tonight. 3-2 the final score. It was 1-1 after 2, and then the Buckeyes get a power play goal and then a breakaway basically from Max Montez to make it 3-1. Badgers got an extra attacker goal. Ryland Mosley deflecting a shot from Quinn Finley. Anthony Kerr also credited with an assist. Made it 3-2, and there was still plenty of time left. 2:42 left. Badgers had chances, but unable to put the puck away and send it to overtime. So the Buckeyes improved to 23-12 and 2 in advance to play in the Big Ten Tournament semifinals coming up next Saturday. And Ohio State will be playing, my goodness, host to Penn State. Notre Dame went to Minnesota and beat the Gophers 4-1. Last place Notre Dame, which won only 10 games during the regular season, won 2 of 3 at Mariucci Arena. Jeff Jackson's college hockey career as head coach of the Irish continues. Notre Dame will play at Michigan State next Saturday, while Ohio State earns a home game in the semis next week against red-hot Penn State. Funny how things work out. All right, let's get to our three stars of the game here tonight, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Paul.
Third star of the game, I'm going with Gavin Morris, who ended up with an assist on one of the goals. Yep. And also was key in the face-off circle, especially in the end of the game. Towards the end, he finished 17-8 in the circle, 68% for the night. He was Badgers kept getting possession with their goaltender pulled, and it got one back, but not the second. But he was key in that run, and his shift at the end of the game, I don't know how long he was on for, face-off after face-off. It was epically long. Number two star, I'm going Quinn Finley. Got a goal and an assist tonight. Mm-hmm. A little bit of redemption, sort of, from last night. At least you go in the offseason with some positivity in your mind. Also had five shots.
Yep.
And the number one star, I'm going kind of a season star here, Anthony Kerr. Just the heart and soul, the way he's played this year. Just battling, even tonight at the end of the game, up trying to help the Badgers get the game tied, working behind the net. Just a warrior all season long, and I'm giving him number one star for the season.
Yeah, Anthony Kerr, a young man that in his career has played 166 games in the Cardinal and White. His parents, Kim and Glenn, I'm sure very proud of Anthony, who was a personal finance major and working on his master's in real estate, a heck of a hockey player. He logged a ton of minutes and was a workhorse for Mike Hastings' squad this season. He's got a chance to play some pro hockey the way he played his senior season at Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, he's just a solid physical, can skate. You see the hits he puts on people. He's has a great game for the pro level, the next level. I definitely look forward to see where he ends up.
All right, our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance up next. Badgers fall 3-2. Their season comes to an end in Columbus. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Another tough loss for Wisconsin. Same thing, different day. Badgers fall 3-2 in regulation Their season comes to an end in the first round of the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers are now 0-7 all-time in first-round best-of-three series in Big Ten tournament play, and they're 0-4 in decisive third games, and twice now, 2 years in a row, they fall into the Buckeyes in Game 3 of a best-of-three series. All right, let's get to our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy, Paul.
Well, Badgers gave up a goal early, and they responded quick with a power play goal. Quinn Finley got off the snide, got his 20th of the season on a beautiful passing play with Dexheimer to Morrissey, Morrissey to Laskowski down low and across, hit Quinn Finley streaking in for the goal and got the game tied. Erased an early mistake, and it was a hell of a hockey game through from there through the about halfway through the third period when Ohio State took the lead, and that definitely energized the Badgers, got them back in it, and made it a game.
Yeah, the energizing performance of the game again brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Paul, you've been working with me for a long time, Ian Perrin as well, who works at the Kohl Center during home games, and it's never easy when a season ends. And I know this season was a bit of a surprise after the 26-win season a year ago when the Badgers went down to the wire and battling for a Big Ten regular season title, got back to the NCAA tournament for just the second time in 9 years. But every game seemed to be a struggle this season, didn't it?
It's amazing. Some of those years, you're just not good enough. Obviously, as you've seen all throughout the year, you're there. You kind of mentioned at one point the Badgers got things going about halfway through the year.
Yep.
And we're doing pretty good, had some great results against some really good teams. And then, Daniel Loch went out with that injury, and I think that might have taken a big toll on the way the Badgers played from there on out. He was such a good defenseman. I mean, he just eats up minutes, and, it kind of just sets everyone up in a role that they're probably more suited for. And that was a big turning point of the season. But the Badgers battled through the whole thing. I mean, again, so close game after close game. Sometimes that's you got to go through that to take the next step. And Badgers will remember this next year and talk about lesson learned. They'll kind of joked a little bit, but they'll take this to the next year and remember what this felt like and through the off season and get this thing turned around for next year.
Yeah, and before I let you go, you've gotten to know these young men over the years as well, and if you could give me just a quick thought about, well, you mentioned Anthony Kerr before, the heart and soul of this team, but how about like Daniel Loch, Lisa and Mark, his parents, a personal finance major, he played over 100 games in the Cardinal and White, and he got it better and better every year.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a quiet guy off the ice. You see him, but he's always smiling. He's always willing to chat with you. He just went about his business and has become obviously a very good hockey player, and talked about Kerr's next level. Daniel Loch has got an opportunity with a Pittsburgh Penguins draft pick, and we'll look to see when he makes his recovery what he ends up doing. For sure, it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, Tommy Scarfone, the transfer from RIT, a personal finance major, Natalie and Caesar, his parents. He had struggled down the stretch, but boy, he was really good in three games against Ohio State here this week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he gave the Badgers a chance all three of these games. He was outstanding. Okay, only here for 1 year, but again, a little bit like Daniel Loch, he was kind of a quieter guy, but he went through an up and down year, but he finished off on a strong note, and again, best of luck to him.
Yep, Cody Laskowski's parents, Christine and Kevin. Cody is a very wise man for his age. Master's degree he's working on in exercise psychology. He's got a bright future, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't heard much about what he's been doing, but working on research projects about mindfulness and recovering from injuries. Unfortunately, he had to put that into action this year when he got going, and then kind of had to miss a large portion of the last stretch of the season. But yeah, I mean, he took him a little while to get going, but once he got going, he was really good for Wisconsin. Yeah.
Then Rylan Mosley, the transfer from Michigan Tech. Lisa and Steven, his parents, he's a marketing major. And Rylan, a young man who came here to Madison and in his only year scores 18 goals and almost gets to 40 points. Would have been nice if he had another year of eligibility, right?
He was outstanding from the get-go. I mean, him and Quinn Finley and Gavin Marcy, the way they started the season and were gangbusters for about three-quarters of it. They carried the Badgers for a lot of the season with their offense, and he was just a great leader, did whatever you asked of him on the ice, off the ice, and yeah, he'll be a guy that has only been here a year, but he'll definitely be missed.
And finally, Owen Lindmark, who played in 173 career games. Only two other players played more than him in a Badgers uniform, Robbie Andranga and Gary Shuchuk. And Owen Lindmark, his parents, Steve and Monica, raised a pretty fine young man.
Honestly, it's hard to remember Wisconsin hockey before he was a Badger. He's been here for six seasons. He played at the Kohl Center before with Team USA the season before, right. Got interviewed on the scoreboard. So we've seen him for 7 years, just a outstanding young man. And I don't know where he's gone. He's a Florida draft pick. I assume he'll give it a go in the next level or at some professional level. But I know he's talked about being an AD someday or some sort of administrator, yeah. And you could kind of see that the way he carries himself.
Yeah, Owen has degrees in business, finance, banking, and he's working on his master's in higher education. All very fine young men and solid students, too. Hey, Paul, always fun, and thanks for all you did all season long, not only on the air, but behind the scenes working in athletic communications. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian. You make it easier. You're the best there is around here.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much. Yeah, there's nobody else in the building. The Badgers fall to Ohio State 3-2. Their season comes to an end in the Big Ten tournament. Stay tuned. Associate head coach Todd Knott is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safely, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Ma, is this how you feed a hamster?
I think so.
Is my homework right?
I think so.
Is this milk still good?
I think so.
When it comes to parenting, sometimes it's okay to think you know. But when it's something as important as your child's car seat, don't just think. No. Double check if your child is in the right seat for their age and size. It'll help protect them in a car crash. Don't just think. No. By visiting nhtsa.gov/the right seat. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin Badgers fall to Ohio State tonight. The Buckeyes move on to the Big Ten Tournament semifinals. The Badgers season comes to a close with another tough loss. Joined by Associate Head Coach Todd Knott, and we were just talking off the air. We saw far too many of these games this year, and you feel for the guys because the effort has been there all season long in practice, in games, and for whatever reason, it just didn't come to fruition for you, you know?
Yeah, just not enough. Yeah. We just had that talk, and I do. I give our guys credit, even in this game in which you take too many penalties in the third period. At 3-1, you could have given up, and I didn't see that. You kept fighting back, get it to 3-2, and actually had a couple opportunities to tie that thing up. So give them credit that way. But we got to figure some things out, make sure we move forward, and we're better because of it.
Yeah. I know early on, Tommy Scarfone, who's been really good in this series, and his save percentage was .940+ in the first two games. He struggled with the puck initially, and then they get an easy one, a layup, and it's 1-0. It's like, oh, boy, hopefully this doesn't happen. That's, again, you credit the team for picking up their goaltender.
Correct. Right? There's not a give-up, and I thought our power play picked us up on that one with Finley scoring with the great play from Laskowski. So, again, there's never a give up, but things our entire group. I know there's some seniors moving on. I feel very bad for them, but the rest of the guys that can't come back, we've got to figure this out next year and move forward, make sure we're better, again, because of those things that have happened to us this year and hopefully harden us a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Need to be more consistent. That's pretty plain and simple, right?
Well, you know what? Winning hockey. You got to figure out a way to win games. I thought there was way far too many times this year we found a way to lose games. And again, you look at tonight, you take four penalties in the third period in a tie game. That's not a recipe and something that you saw from us in the last probably month, that we started to take undisciplined penalties. And that we have to figure out internally as a group why. It's emotional right now. So we need to take a couple of days to take a deep breath. But those are things that have to be corrected if we want to change this thing.
Yeah, and you need more consistency from your goaltenders, and you need to find a way to get to three a little more often, too, right?
Yeah, and that'll help. You know, it's emotional. I don't want to go too deep into it, but recruiting. We got to make sure we're bringing in some guys that have had that history of scoring in offense, and I think we've addressed that with the guys we have coming in. And we do have a goaltender coming in from the Western League that's had a lot of success in the last 2 months and actually 3 years if you want to go back to when he first started. So those are some of the things we'll address in the next couple of months and making sure that our roster is set for next year. Because, again, sometimes you can work as hard as you want. You've got to have a guy make a play, make a save, and, again, play winning hockey. You've got to get that one extra, keep one more out of the net.
No, sure. And I don't know how many times I left the rink going home and thinking, wow, that was a bad bounce or that was a bad break. And you can get yourself in a rut thinking that way, though, too. Right?
You can. And you know what? Done this long enough now in 20 years, me and Coach were talking about it before the game. I've been on the other side of that with seasons, too, where you seem to get a lot of bounces. And even including last year, I thought was one of those years where I thought there were a lot of good things that went our way. So the ebbs and flows of that over your career, you just try to recruit young men that want to come and make the Badgers a better place, make our university a better place. And I do think we're going to take a step forward next year.
All right. Before I let you go, you have seven seniors. And, you know, Tommy Scarfone, Cody Laskowski came here from RIT. Would have loved to have seen Cody a little bit more healthy. He's a wise person, but also a wise player, and he was making some plays this weekend. It would have been nice to see him for most of the stretch run, right?
Yeah, it would have helped us out because, again, that little bit of lack of playmaking that we have, that he brings that. You can see the play he made to 19 today on the power play. Those are things to separate a little bit to get that third goal, as you talked about. In that whole group, Mosley came in and did a tremendous job all year long, and what a leader he is, too. People, things they can see on the ice and things you can't see. In the locker room, what he's doing with the guys back at the places they live. I just think he's a tremendous leader. And I think I heard you say it earlier that with Capo, wish we had him back another year.
Right.
There's no question there. He did a lot of great things. And we're going to miss that group. You go through Lindy, who's been the face for our program. He's someone that will continue. When recruits come in, he's a proud Badger. I think he's been with us for about 8 years, maybe six, but he's been around a long time, and he's a very proud Badger. Kersey, I really feel for him because he is the ultimate warrior. Not saying those other guys aren't, but that's one kid that didn't take a day off in the 2 years I worked with him. I don't care if it's a practice on a Monday morning. After you've swept on a weekend, you get swept. His demeanor, his work ethic never changed, and you don't find many kids like that. So he's going to be very much missed, not just the work ethic, but what he does for us leadership-wise. We're going to have someone fill those big shoes.
Yeah, and you touched on it before, but again, you know, as Badger fans are listening here, the season's over. I know it's a quick conversation to have, 5 minutes after the game ends, basically, but there are good things to come. You know, great year last year. This year was a struggle. You've been through this before with Coach Hastings, with Nick Oliver and Doc, Kevin Murdoch. You believe that the good things are still to come, a lot of good things.
Very much, because if you look at the second half as the points, the wins, if you want to look at just that, a year ago there were times internally, again, people can't see those things. There were things going on that we kind of knew as a staff that needed to change. And when I know the cliche word culture, but it's very real. Your dailies on what you're doing with your group, and we feel very good about what's in that locker room right now. We need to add some pieces, which I think there'll be a group of 7 to 9 guys coming in next year that'll add to that. not just on the ice, character-wise, kids that have been captains of their junior programs that can come in and help some of the leadership that we're going to lose. So, again, it's a quick turnaround, though. We'll get back, and we've already got some meetings set up, and we've got to immediately look forward to next year and start building.
All right. Todd, thanks for coming up. I hope you can enjoy your birthday on Tuesday.
Japers, Paul. Impressive that you know that stuff, but thank you for everything you do for us, Paul.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks a lot. Todd Kanata, associate head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers after a 3-2 season-ending loss to Ohio State. Other scores and highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub, Lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Back in Columbus, as we wrap up our post-game coverage here from Nationwide Arena, the Badgers fall 3-2 to Ohio State, and their season comes to an end. We do have highlights coming up in just a bit. Just wanted to check some other scores here quickly, and also wanted to mention that the Wisconsin women's hockey team, WCHA regular season and playoff champions, earned the number one overall seed for the NCAA tournament, and the Badgers will be home on Saturday at 2 o'clock, March 15th, 2 o'clock at Le Bon Arena, and will take on the winner of a first-round matchup on Thursday night, March 13th, between Clarkson and Boston University. Clarkson and BU Thursday, 7 o'clock at Le Bon Arena. The winner plays top-seeded Wisconsin Saturday at 2 o'clock. Tickets for those NCAA tournament games at Le Bon will go on sale tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Minnesota, Colgate on Wisconsin's side of the bracket. They'll play that game, a quarterfinal game at Ritter Arena next Saturday. Ohio State, the second seed, will face the winner of the Penn State-St. Lawrence game. Cornell, the third seed, facing either UMD or Sacred Heart. The Frozen Four at Ritter Arena in Minneapolis in a couple of weeks. Also in men's college hockey tonight, Atlantic Tournament continued, and Holy Cross, the top seed, advanced with a Game 3, 4-3 overtime win over American International. American International's program comes to a halt, at least for the time being. Sacred Heart won Game 3, knocked out Air Force 4-1, and Army beat Niagara in overtime 4-3, so Army advances in the Atlantic Tournament. Also in the CCHA Tournament, one series to be decided, and after Augustana won the opener, Bemidji won last night, and Bemidji State took the finale 3-2, so the Beavers move on in the CCHA Tournament. And the only other Big Ten game tonight saw Notre Dame game, pulled off a major upset, winning at third-ranked Minnesota 4-1. Owen Say made 38 saves for the Fighting Irish, who finished in last place in the regular season but knocked out the second-seeded Gophers. So Notre Dame advances to the semifinals next Saturday and will visit top-seeded Michigan State, while Ohio State, which beat Wisconsin tonight, gets a home game next Saturday against Penn State. Here are the Badgers and the Buckeyes meeting for the seventh time this season, just like last season. Like last season, the Buckeyes eliminated the Badgers from the Big Ten tournament. Unfortunately, that happened again here tonight. Here are the plays of the game. Decott from the red line will dump it in, and then his angle cut off by Hensler, and now Scarfone gave up the puck behind the net. It crawled off his stick. An easy layup for the Buckeyes' Jake Rossi. It's 1-0 Ohio State. And Wisconsin wins the offensive zone faceoff. Down to the goal line, Laskowski. Backside, Finley, he scores. Tic-tac-toe, boom. Finley's 10-game goal-scoring streak over. He gets off the schneid and celebrates with his teammates. Wisconsin even with the Buckeyes at 1. Fourth straight power play for Ohio State. Their fifth of the game, 0 for 4 so far. Backdoor pass broken up. Puck picked up by Burnside. He scores. Late third period. Finley out to the point. Off the body of Schulz. Taken by Montez. He's got speed. Splits two Badgers. Coming in. Partial break. Big save. Rebound. Montez scores. 3-1 Ohio State. Morrissey wins the faceoff. Finley, tough shot. He scores again outside left. Finley fires one home from 60 feet. And the Badgers within 1 and 2:42 to go in the third. Morrissey now finding himself playing goal. 6 seconds to go. Morrissey's got it. Lead feed Mosley. Chip to the corner. 2 seconds to go. And that's it. A season full of heartbreaking losses ends with another in Columbus. Those are your calls of the game. Yeah, the Badgers, 11th one-goal loss of the season here tonight. And Wisconsin really struggled in the third period. Over the last 11 games, outscored 24 to 5, I think it was, outscored in the third period over the last 11 games, and the Badgers lost 9 of those 11. Jake Rossi scored the opening goal of the game at 6:02. They gave Ryan Gordon an assist. Ohio State had a 1-0 lead. Quinn Finley then snapped that 10-game goalless drought with a power play goal at 7:01, the 20th goal of the season for Finley. Cody Laskowski and Gavin Morrissey with assists. That made it 1-1, but it remained that way into the third, when Davis Burnside scored on a power play from Gunnar Wolfontaine and Damian Carfagna at 9:37. Then the breakaway for Max Montez, who got his own rebound after Scarfone's initial save, 12:43, the time of Montez's goal. The Heartland, Wisconsin native credited with the game winner. Badgers got one back. Rylan Mosley, his 18th goal of the season, a redirect from Quinn Finley's shot from the left point. Anthony Kerr also got a helper. Finley's assist gave him 40 points for the year. The Badgers down 3-2. They kept throwing shots at Logan Turnus, but he kept the puck out of the net, and the game ended with a Buckeyes victory. 7 penalties for 14 minutes for Wisconsin, only 4 penalties, 8 minutes for Ohio State. Buckeyes went 1-for-6 on the power play. The Badgers went 1-for-3. Wisconsin won 35 of 64 faceoffs. Gavin Morrissey, 17 out of 25 in the faceoff circle. Ohio State, Max Montez led the team with 6 goals and again gets credit for the game winner. Burnside and Rossi also lit the lamp. Logan Turnus, 29 saves, including 15 in the third period. Turnus got the win here today. He improved his record against Wisconsin now to 7-3 and 4-1 against the Badgers this season. Turnus on the year, now 11-8-1. The Buckeyes improved to 23-12-2, and again, they will host Penn State next Saturday in the Big Ten Tournament semifinals. As for Wisconsin, Quinn Finley, a goal and 2 points to get to 20 goals and 40 points. Finley, obviously disappointed with what transpired last night, missing an empty net that would have sealed a victory over the Buckeyes and a series sweep. He gets 2 points here tonight, led the team with 5 shots on goal. Rylan Mosley also potted one, his Badger career over in just 1 season. Same for Tommy Scarfone, who was very good this weekend against Ohio State, made 25 saves tonight, but he took the loss. His record ends at 11-16-3, and the Badgers finish their campaign, the second under Mike Hastings, 13-21-3. Hey, I'd like to thank Paul Capobianco, A.J. Harrison, the whole entire UW Athletic Communication crew for all the work they do for us and all of us in the media, and appreciate what Capo does also on the air. Ian Perrin, who I hope he's feeling well, and Ian also does a wonderful job for us on Badger broadcast at the Kohl Center, hoping to have Ian back again next season. All of our producers at Learfield in Jefferson City, Missouri, including Adam Morrison, who was along for the ride for the latter parts of this season for sure. And again, it'll be sad to see Daniel Lodge and Rylan Mosley, Owen Lindmark, Cody Laskowski, Tommy Scarfone, and Anthony Kerr move on. But the Badgers have some highly touted recruits coming in next season. And with this day and age of college athletics and the transfer portal, you'll see some new faces on this Wisconsin hockey team next year. And the Badgers will begin the season, the 25-26 season, on the road October 3rd and 4th. At Lindenwood, and you'll learn more about the Badgers' schedule next season in the months to come. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey all season long from Learfield.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapahoe Way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Para mí es un placer estar aquí compartiendo mi cultura. No saben lo feliz y lo grande que se me hace el corazón.
It's so wonderful to be here, being able to share my culture with you. You don't know how happy that makes me.
Now, how do we follow you guys online? How do we find out your schedule?
¿Cómo te seguimos en línea?
Como Emi Castro Music en Instagram. Y en todas las plataformas digitales. Emi Castro.
Emi Castro Music on Instagram and all the digital platforms.
That's E-M-Y Castro.
Yes.
And you'll be at Cafe Coda here in Madison March 14th. Konamichi Wine Bar in Baraboo on March 22nd.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You guys were awesome. Such a great performance.
I love you.
Mini Live in the Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. I'm going to be back with a double dip of Robert J. plus more information about the Mama Cares. And Rob Roberts coming up at 10 o'clock. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip.